how one searched, going far beyond those who accepted the small carrots and big sticks of the conquerors, whose lifetimes passed in negotiating increases of 10% in carrot size. Searching, one saw the four realms, touched earth, tasted water, smelled earth, air, and heard the fire, but finally realized the fear of finding kept us moving down the streets as beggarly as when we had begun. Oh, we found things, burnished, broken, inscrutable, geometrical things, some of them enduring 4 billion years with passive affirmation. We found energies and sent messages to the stars, history, and rewrote not only fate, but even revised a line or two of destiny. Values, and with this great secret, motivated hierarchical wars beyond Genghis Khan's ambitions. Intelligence that could accomplish fantasies, obscurest impulses. The irrational that found paradox a commonplace, and only the discontinuous truly interesting. And life that ate the sun, the earth, the moon, crawled from the water, ran on the land, flew in the air, and extracted in space. We became richer than misers and kingdoms and alchemists, yes, golden girls and boys living in golden dawns, loving in golden sunsets. We purchased without care or calculations freely, daily minted new delights from the enigmatic treasury of our golden world. But we understood nothing, and the spider and webbed our treasure strewn about in total entropy of all its information. Once we had understood, we did not understand. We gave up our hordes to living masters who flung updated ancient texts at us to study throughout the nights and years and crowds of unseen contemporary phenomena, until India became a family slaughter at Kurukshetra, China, a cypress tree blowing in a courtyard, Khorasan, a blue and golden lion eating hearts, Egypt, a shadow aligned with a crack in the world's pavement, and America, a rite of passage. Then, happy as children, we pointed at this and that, and not this and not that, wordless, timeless, placeless, ensconced upon a throne that could not be overthrown. Some stayed on in that wonderful city, but the rest of us sensed that the source of these delightful fountains and those who architected their ever-changing forms could not be reached within any walls so ever. We advanced toward ecstasy with minds that now could not be blown. Only by standing outside ourselves, those hazy atmospheres, could genuine astronomy be studied and the real world charted for further expeditions. Not to seek, not to find, not to understand, not this, not this, not this, a severe awakeness, till our physiology reached total go and we total stop. Only at this point could we perceive, separated from hopeful fear and fearful hope, from misery, from bliss, from existence, we saw ourselves and all the turning world that turned us, and epiturns that we turned the world, and the epi-epiturns. And then we saw nothing. Some quickly turned down their glance and became death and life and death, still as death in their trance, and quick as life with their gay malice. Their needs found disciples who purchased a sense of proportion. We did not experience life nor existence, but yellow without substance, heat or light, discipline without effort, reward or disappointment, sublimity without art, science, or adventure, friendship without doing anything for anyone or accepting anything from anyone, beauty without form or relationship, omnipresent and powerless, luck that brought us no applause, advantage, or position. Then some of us began to serve nothing and no one. We brought all our searches and they lit up a red that told us everything. We brought all our findings and they revealed a white that reconciled us to everything. We brought all our understanding and they attracted a black that gave us peace. We brought our nothing to nothing and nothing did not increase nor did it change. But green spread its bannerless banner between yellow and red and white and black. We had found the origin of everything and the end of everything, and everything, all existence, became the apparatus of our being. And then, though we used all that we could use of knowledge, ecstasy, and work, secretly we depended upon nothing. And we had escaped and were free. And all we wished to do was to satisfy nothing, as nothing had satisfied us. And we were emperors of the world beneath the blackberry bush and passed inordinate decrees about how our music must be thus and so to make the nightclub of the caravan of dreams. And laughing, you might find us anywhere.